You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11 100% refinance cash out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
All right, hey, welcome to another episode of the Apartment Rockstar, episode 5. It's been since April since we produced our last piece of content. However, we've been busy. We've been busy making a name for ourselves. We've also won some awards along the way. Here today is Nuvia. Nuvia is with us, our property manager from Park Edinburgh Apartments. Nuvia, why are you here today? Let's tell everybody what just happened.
We just got NAA, National Apartment Association Property of the Year.
That's a big deal for us, isn't it?
Yes.
This is our first National Community of the Year Award. How does it feel to be like nation's best, number one?
I'm super proud and like just to carry the name Rockstar, getting recognized everywhere. Go Rockstar, I've heard that before.
You know, it's amazing you said that, right? Because, you know, that name, it's a catchy name, you know? And mm-hmm. I remember when we came up with it, you know, back in 2011, you know, people are like, wow, you know, that's a lot to have to live up to.
Yeah.
But I think what it's done is it's created this atmosphere of expectation of winning mm-hmm. and pride. And it's like, you can't walk around with a name like that and just be an average company. Yeah. This is not average star, it's rock star, right? And yeah. So, you know, I think what happens with that is that everybody wants to live up to it, whether we're competing, you know, with volleyball, whether we're competing bowling or whatever it is, we have an expectation to come in and win, right?
Yeah.
So I want to spend today talking a lot about how we won this award. Mm-hmm. You know, so first, let's understand, let's get behind the curtain on how you win a National Property of the Year. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. So how long have you been with Rockstar?
I've been with Rockstar 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Okay. And before that, were you in property management?
No, never. I never imagined myself seeing, like, in the apartment industry, or in an office, anywhere. I was in retail.
So it's amazing, right? Because, you know, think about it. You take care of, your property is 100 units.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of 100 families.
Yes.
Right? How does that feel? I mean, is that overwhelming for you? I mean, you know, tell us about that.
At first I thought it would be, but I know every person by name. And that's crazy. So, I mean, it's like my family. I get mm-hmm. to work. I don't think of not ever calling in because it's my responsibility. So if I'm not here, they freak out. So,
but it's all about heart in there, right? Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you stand out mm-hmm. so much, you know, and the fact you just said it right now, I don't even think about calling in. That's my responsibility. Yeah. Obviously, we're very grateful to have you, you know, and I remember when we brought you on and recruited you, you know, there's a shortage in the apartment industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't find enough people. And you've got to get creative. Like, what else can we, you know, how are we going to continue to, you know, meet our growth expectations and have qualified talent? And I remember having the conversation, we got to look outside of the box a little bit. We got to think, okay, what other industries offer customer service, right? Because in the day, it's about taking care of others, having a servant heart, mm-hmm. right? Having being able to put somebody in front of you and take care of them. And I think you obviously do that really well. Tell us, what industry where did you come from?
I was in retail. I was with JCPenney's for 14 years before I moved to Houston.
Wow.
Yeah. So I grabbed that since 18 years old, and I learned. I had a good mentor that always pushed me and to do better. So it was scary to be recruited and be like, but I've never done that before, but you have customer service, so that's all you need. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So if I dealt with every type of people in the retail, I can handle apartments and people living in a place where I'm going to be providing a home. So,
you know, it's a people game, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's just people. If you have people skills, you should be able to do is, you know, obviously knowing you and how I know you are, you know, I've been into JCPenney or I've been into other retail, you know, and you have people that they see you and they want to come to you and help you. The other ones, they avoid you. Mm-hmm. You're like, wait, I need some help, but you're not helping me at all, right? So obviously you were the kind that kind of like ran to somebody, like, what can I do to help you and stuff. So certainly those skills are transferred over to the apartment world.
Mm-hmm. Like meeting, like when you approach a person, you want to get to like make that rapport with them and to find out their needs. And it's the same thing here, especially whether you're going to lease them a home. So, yeah.
And that's important, isn't it? I mean, this is where they're going to have memories. This is where they're going to share birthdays. Mm-hmm. This is their life. This is where they're going to be spending at least the next hopefully 12 months. But I mean, hopefully they renew that lease. And that's the name of the game for us is renewals, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we don't make any money when people move in. We make money when they renew.
Yes.
Well, they renew because they like living there.
Yes.
They renew because this is a better option for them. It's better to stay here and not move than to go somewhere else and, you know, start over again. You know, and obviously that's a credit to you and your team, Omar. I wish Omar was here with us today.
I know.
So he can share that. Omar is our maintenance man, you know, who takes care of 100 units too. Yeah. So now, okay. So part one is getting talent, finding it heart. I always talk about surrounding myself with heart. Surrounding just heart doesn't quit on you.
Yeah.
Just like you don't quit. You don't not come to work. You put the residents first before you, right? So then we talk about, okay, well, let's storytell a little bit, right? This is what Rockstar brings to the table, right? How do we go from being an unknown to the National Property of the Year? What do you think did that for us?
The communication within the residents, like involving them in everything.
Give me some examples of that.
So for like, we don't just, the residents know we value them and we're just not leasing them an apartment and getting their money. They know that if it's their birthday or summer's here, we're going to throw events for their birthday. We just give them a little card with a balloon. And when they get home, they see that and they don't expect it. It's little things like that that make value to the property, and they end up renewing. They can go to a brand new property, but if they don't have that care from the office people, they're not going to rent.
I agree. I think there's two sides of the customer journey, the resident journey. It's how they find you and whether or not they decide mm-hmm. to renew. You started with the back end first. Once you have them, right, you take care of them. You mm-hmm. love them. You treat them like they're your family, right? Yeah. I'm sure people bring you food or they bring you different things to the office. You know,
yes,
they thank
do.
You for, you know, helping them out or maybe helping them with a package, especially at a 100-unit property, you can do that. I've always
yes.
felt that our smaller properties did better than the larger properties because mm-hmm. it was more one-on-one feel, right, where you can get to know somebody. You know, like you said, you know their names.
Yes.
At a larger property, you kind of get, some of that gets a little lost. Maybe there's an assistant there. They deal with some of the residents. Mm-hmm. You don't. And
yeah.
so you don't get to see the same people, right, all the time. So I think that's definitely the back end on how you create that renewal, because your turnover is really low there, right? So people want to stay there.
Yes.
And they want to keep going. But how do we attract them? How do you think, well, how have you been able to attract new residents?
Reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about residents.
Reputation matters, huh?
Yes, reputation. When they walk in for a package or a maintenance order, I always tell them, hey, can you do a review for Omar? He gets credit for reviews. So they're like, okay, sure. Like, residents are really good at Park, and they, as we get them involved, that's what makes them like be communicated with us. They always love emails and calls. Calls are more appreciated than emails because not everybody's on the same page as technology. But yeah, they like reviews, and people walk in, I saw your review, so I want to see what it's about.
You hit it right there. That's
yeah.
what it is, right? Because, you know, we want to renew everybody, but everybody, you know, it's to move out for one reason or another, right? So you got to fill
mm-hmm.
them back up, right? Well, we've learned that reputation matters. We've learned that reviews matter,
mm-hmm.
right? I remember we were one of those companies 4 or 5 years ago, you know, and I credit Midtown Grove Apartments, which is one of our first Class A property we
yeah.
bought back in 2014, you know. It was a disappointment from the financial returns of what we learned. I posted this the other day on my Facebook and Instagram.
I saw.
But it was the best lessons. Because we learned about reputation management. My gosh, I mean, how different would this company be today if we didn't have reputation management? You know, being able to, you just said it, to ask for a review. If you're doing a good job, people will want to help you. Every time somebody renews, aren't they happy?
Yes.
So why do companies not ask for a review? What we do, we get afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we let people put negative reviews. But who's putting the negative reviews, Nuvia? Who's really putting those reviews? People that don't follow the rules.
Yeah.
People that are getting evicted because they didn't want to pay their rent. People that had a, you know, that had a violation of the community policy. Oh, wow, you have to be the community manager and enforce that you can't park in this reserved spot, or that you can't have this pet because you didn't register this pet, or whatever the situation, or, you know, we have late fees, we have to charge you, you know? I mean, these are rules that we all have to comply with, right? And those are the ones, the people that get angry.
Yeah.
They get disappointed. They're the ones that put the reviews. Well, why aren't we asking for reviews when people move in? Aren't
mm-hmm.
they happy when they move in?
Yes.
Aren't they happy when they renew? So I think that's something we've learned at Rockstar, and you've learned it really well.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why you guys were recognized as the National Community of the Year is that you have crazy good reputation management. So I think last year you all ranked number one in the entire state. In 2018, you were ranked number one community among all classes in the state of Texas. Most of the scores came out, I think we fell to number three, but
mm-hmm.
you know, still good enough to win National Property of the Year, right?
Yeah.
But one of the big things that there are only 20 some properties in all of Houston And this is one of the biggest metro markets in the entire country. Rockstar had four properties that were ranked in the top 1%, and you were one of them. Not just one of them. You've been on that list 3 years in a row.
Yes.
That means consistent. We don't talk enough about consistency. Consistency is everything.
Yes.
You've been in that chair taking care of your property, and people see you, and they just go, and they just write these positive reviews, and that's what sells your property. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, we used to rely a lot on banners and colorful flags and now leasing or whatever, you know, because we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
We were so growing. We were so learning. It seemed like the most logical thing. But in today's world, man, if you're not on the phone, you don't exist. You know, you're not on social media. You don't exist. And people follow those reviews, don't they? They see a story.
It's even for restaurants. People won't go to a certain restaurant if the reviews. And it's like you just mentioned, because of one upset resident that posts something. But residents or people that they know the difference between that bad review. Okay, someone got them or they got them mad or something. They know the difference. And I mean, they're very happy to see. Like, they're impressed that we have so many reviews. And like, they just hear us from every other, state. Like, I have people that move from New York, people that move from California. Like, they come here and they call first because they saw us online. And I've heard you before saying they're going to look online first and then go visit you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, nobody shows up on a Saturday
with
a rent.com book or apartment guide book and they're going to tour 10 properties. We just don't have the time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fast-paced kind of like, you know, satisfaction now, you know, expectation now kind of world. So they're going to go online and they're number one, they're going to see who's got the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that probably got the reviews. Then they're going to go to the websites and they're going to look at the videos and the stories. And you've got some tremendous videos on your website, you know, and they're going to see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And like, wow, is that a place that I can see myself living at? Right. And then next, you know, they show up on a Saturday and they meet you
mm-hmm.
and they find out that you are a National Community of the Year. They find out that you've been there for 2 years. They find out that you talk about your reputation management. They see everything matches what they saw online.
Exactly.
It makes it pretty easy to want to lease, right?
Yes, it does.
Some of the other things too, right? If it's a rainy day or if they don't have all that time, how are you able to tour their property? The 3D tours, yeah. Right? Tell me a little bit about that. How are you able to use that?
So that, if it's raining, bad weather, or if they forget their ID, I tell them, that's okay. We have it. The floor plan is online. We have this big screen TV. And they put on the goggle glasses and just see it. And they leave impressed because they don't imagine we have technology. I don't think anyone else other than Rockstar has that. And it's pretty, cool. Like, it's keeping up with technology and everything. So
I agree. I think we do. We're very innovative as a company. Mm-hmm. And I think we're one of the first in Houston to have, you know, that put such a concentration on reputation management. I think, and that's not just a statement. I mean, it said we got four properties out of 20 something in Houston. That's like 15-17% of all the properties mm-hmm. that won are Rockstar properties. You know, we only have 18 in the Houston area with another four outside of Houston, right? So it's like, that says a lot for us on where we are as a company in terms of how much we put into reputation management. Then you walk in, you see the tech. We got a lot of tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got great videos online. We have AR, VR type of technology you mentioned, you know, and soon we're going to have smart locks. Have you seen those, that Apartment Rockstar episode that
uh-huh.
we were down in South Texas and we're down there and filming the smart locks?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be epic. I think we're just going to really just keep pushing. So after those two properties are implemented, you know, we sign an agreement. I think your property is next because it's like, you know, we want to put it at the properties that are ready for that kind of tech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think? Let's say, how do you think your residents are going to react when they realize that they can control the lock to their door from their phone?
Very convenient, because a lot of people, like at our property, it's mainly airline people that they just want to get home, relax. They don't want to deal with anything. So being everything on their phone, being if they're away from home and they haven't gotten home yet, it's going to be very accessible and easy for them.
And then, you know, being able to have the little, I forget what it's called, the little display
mm-hmm.
there on the counter, right, that they can control their thermostat, they can see video, they can do all kinds of things. You know, I think we're going to work it soon with like a Ring doorbell where they can see who's coming and going to their apartment.
Yes.
Whether it's a maintenance man or somebody that's not supposed to be there, right? But how convenient is it to be able to like, hey, my mom's going to come over. They don't have to call you. Mom doesn't have a key. But mom, it's okay. Let me know when you get there. Text me and I'll unlock you and you can get in and grab whatever you needed for somebody or you have a friend coming over, someone needs to come walk your dog or whatever it is. I mean, you know, I think we're creating things that are going to separate us from the rest of the noise.
Yeah.
I live at a very nice luxury apartment complex and I don't have that technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think your residents are going to feel like that though, right? I mean, they're not going to want to leave. Yeah. I think, right? I mean, all of the new competition that you're fighting with, right? Because our rents are really good. When you have high occupancy and you have, you know, record performance and awards, mm-hmm. you know, we can lead the market in rents, right? Well, we start bumping up against the Class A properties that are just above you, right?
Yes.
I mean, they don't have this kind of tech.
No.
They're not thinking about it. So it's going to be really exciting. What do you have in the box there?
I have, well, we went to Colorado for.
Yeah. What do we get? Do we get something in Denver?
We got our National Property of the Year. And I just...
Nice.
It's way different than what we saw over there. Glass.
Man, I'm so happy to see that. It's so great.
You want to hold it?
Yeah, I would love to hold it. Wow. This is very exciting. I'm pumped up about this. Very special award because we've never won a national. We've won mm-hmm. plenty at the local level, Houston Property mm-hmm. of the Year, but we've never won a national level. And I'm so happy that Parker Dearbrook is, you know, it's been the flag bearer for Rockstar for a long time. When we talk about a property, we talk about that property. We talk mm-hmm. about all that they do, and that's a credit to you. But to win that award, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just it stands above the noise.
I know, and I remember your reaction and how it all went down in Colorado. And I mean, I know how much it means to you, and I know how much Park means to you. I remember when I got recruited, they talked about Rockstar and what it was about and everything, and I saw pictures and videos of conferences and awards, and like, I know I can be there one day. And 2 years. And I'm still here. And
that's amazing. Super proud. You know, I you don't understand how rare it is to go from outside of this industry to 2 years later having a National Community of the Year mm-hmm. winner that you're associated with, right? Because I always look at, you know, a community is a representation of who you are. Mm-hmm. So when I walk it, right, whenever I walk our properties, I look at, like, you know, is there trash on the ground? Is there a lot of deferred maintenance? Do I need to repaint here? Are there broken steps? Are there, you know, potholes in there? Yeah. And I think, man, this is not who I am, right? But more importantly, I'm not here every day though, right? So once I see it, I'm going to take care of it. Mm-hmm. You're there every day. And I know when we walk your properties, they're super clean. They're super well-kept. Nothing happens. And that's how you win that kind of award. Yeah. I'm so proud of you because it's a credit to who you are as an individual. Mm-hmm. You're a winner. You're a rock star. Nobody can ever take that from you.
Yeah.
It's so proud that you're the first one. I'm so proud of you that you're the first one to win this award. It's just amazing. You're right. I'm getting a little emotional because it's exciting. It's exciting to win that award. I remember mm-hmm. walking the stage with you and thinking, man, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. You know, it's amazing to win that one.
It's a different feel from last year. Last year was HAA, and it feels different being able to travel and to go get it.
Well, to represent the Apartment Association, yes. The local, you know, because I'm telling you, Houston is as competitive as they come, mm-hmm. you know, and to go and represent Houston and come out of that competition, you're in a good line, mm-hmm. you know, a good chance to win national if you can come out of Houston, right?
Yeah.
And so it's exciting that we've got our first. It's exciting that it's a two-man property there, one outside, one inside, 100 units, mm-hmm. you know, and the residents, you know, I mean, that's the ultimate team award.
Yeah. Right, and it's all about commitment and communication. Me and Omar, I've never worked with someone where we're like this. We may have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, like, we got our work done. And he's so responsible, and I feel I'm committed to my property because it's not a job. Like, if you love what you're doing, you don't call it a job. So, yeah.
You know, I think it's amazing. You know, we can talk about all these advantages, you know, with innovation and tech and what have you, but the ultimate competitive advantage is you and the people that are sitting in that chair. You make all the decisions. It's when you hear something, it's how you react that affects that property. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking at the P&Ls really harder, more than ever. And like, how do the numbers get generated, right? The numbers get generated by you. Mm-hmm. You're sitting in that chair and your decision process, your thought process on how you handle something affects those numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're very consistent. You're very consistent. The investors have made a tremendous amount of money, 300% return on that property, you know, and the returns are still there, you know, to where we want to keep pushing. We want to keep pushing. We want to keep pushing. And it's just a representation of who you are. So thank you so much.
You are
an example of so many different success stories. I can't even list them, but the one that just comes to mind is that, you know, if you play with heart, man, I say it again and again, you surround yourself with heart and you can't win. Mm-hmm. You surround yourself with people that just are there to help you, and they're selfless, and they come in and they want to help you grow. You know what? They're going to grow too. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt, if you haven't already, we're going to help you in mm-hmm. whatever way we can as well. And so it's extremely, extremely exciting to see that award, because it proves the concept. Mm-hmm. You know, also the fact that you can come in from an outside industry and come in, and again, with heart and customer service, separate yourself from everybody else. You know, it's not easy to come every day. It's not easy. You have your own issues at home. Mm-hmm. You have family. You have all kinds of the rest of life affecting you. But you just, you know, put your eyes and you take care of your property. You take care of what you can control that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't. My dad used to tell this to me. He goes, I can't control what happens outside of the four walls of my business. Because that's life. Uh-huh. But I can control what happens within the four walls of my business. I can control what happens because I'm the boss. I'm in charge. Mm-hmm. You know, this is my life. And I think you proved that. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. This has been a really fun episode for me.
I know.
I'm getting emotional with you. So, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was real. That's life for us. That's what we do at Rockstar. We try to just recruit the best talent. We surround ourselves with heart and we play to win. We do everything we can. We don't play off everybody else's playbook. We play off our own playbook. Because at the end of the day, it's you versus you. Judgment is out there. So just deal with it. Just follow your heart. Do what feels right. And, you know, we'll see you at the finish line. Thanks so much.